Great Balls of Fire, Jerry Lewis, chosen by our guest here this evening, Gary Brooker. And by the way, Gary, I'm afraid I lied. It wasn't 2 minutes 20. I've just had a BBC executive come in and inform me that's only 1 minute 50 seconds. It's not even 2 minutes long.
There's a lot in there.
Pure stuff going on. So that was your awakening. And from Jerry Lee, where did that take you in your musical sort of interests?
Well, it took through Little Richard, Dwayne Eddy. But I never took up the guitar, luckily for most people. But I think the people I really called on to were the people that sang and played piano. Mm. And then I went to Paris. We were on a school outing. We stayed there for a week, I think.
Oh, this is, wait on a second, this is quite interesting. What sort of period was this? What sort of year would this be, do you think?
I think it's probably about 1960 or 61.
Okay, and what sort of age would you have been, do you think?
I can't remember. I was still at school, so I was probably 14.
14, very impressionable age. And Paris, a very lively-looking place, I should imagine,
well,
for a 14-year-old.
Well, it smelled different.
I bet it did.
It was all different. They spoke differently. Mm. It was all very strange, and they had cafes that we went into. Didn't drink, you see, too young. Mm. And there was a jukebox in one, and suddenly this sound came out of it.
Well, we'll come on to that record in just a moment, but I just want to paint the picture of you, 14 years old, in a cafe in Paris in the early 1960s, the citrons grinding around the streets, the rain. It's not that long after the war. Let's face it, the man serving behind the counter was probably involved in the resistance. The war is only 15, 20 years before us here. You know, it's a different world that we're in the early 60s Paris. And also, I mean, there was a friend of mine, this is true, and I don't want to, I'm just trying to paint the picture of the excitement of going abroad. There's a friend of mine who went to Paris, the same age, and a friend of his said to him, you know that there's these shops on every corner where if you go in, very sexy Parisian people will make love to you. He said, really? He said, yes. And they have them on every street. He said, what are they called? He said, they're called boulangeries. Really? Yes. And so he got there on every street, boulangerie, you know, which is, well, actually, you're bakers, isn't it? You know. So he was thinking, this is like, wow, everywhere, but it was just bakeries, you know. So just giving you that's how exciting Paris was to be in, you know. How did you get to Paris before we even heard a record? What was your method of transport there? Did you fly? Did you get on a train?
No, it was a train. I think the train actually went across the water as well.
Now, you're here, and it would be great to actually get to play something with you. And I think, but to do that, if you don't mind, we're going to go down to the cellar today. It's where I keep my archives, because we've got all this equipment set up there.
Okay.
So it means we've got a few. Could you open the door there, Dave? Yes. Thanks. We're going to just step down. We were in there early. It's where we keep all my archives, wine, cheese, records, ornaments, and so forth.
Really,
and then,
dark.
And then we open the door here and go in. It's a bit coffee. If you could, Gary, would you step over to the piano, please? I'm going to let you. I'd like to get you to play this.
All right. Yeah. I'll be pleased to.
Instruments picked up. Here we go. Then. What do you fancy doing?
Oh, I've got something really simple. Yeah. I think it's a 12 bar. As close as I could ever get, anyway. It came from John Lee Hooker. Originally.
Nice.